Welcome to Upgrade Your Life with Dexter and Dr. Tanya.
You know, most people upgrade their cars, their clothes, their cell phones, and even their homes. But what about themselves?
This is the place to help you get out of your own way. Now let's get started.
Does your school, church, government agency, corporation, or organization need leadership, communication, and team building training? Then contact the Upgraders. We specialize in soft skills training, including emotional intelligence, influencing styles, and mindset development. We will help you create the environment that your organization needs. Email us at info@theupgraders.com. Again, that's info@theupgraders.com. Hey, what's up, guys? Dexter and Dr. Tanya here. Welcome to The Upgrade.
Welcome.
Yeah, we're glad to be in front of you guys. Glad that you're here. So look, we actually changed the name. The name of our podcast has changed from Upgrade Your Life to The Upgrade. We just need to update it on all of our platforms. But the name of the show is The Upgrade with Dexter and Dr. Tanya. So for all of our watchers and listeners, thank you guys for coming back. For all of the new watchers and listeners, thanks for being here. Now, you might be watching us either on YouTube or listening to us on our audio podcast, but we're glad that you're here.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm really excited about tonight, Dexter. I'm looking forward to this conversation because this is something that I've grown up with, actually. And it's such a passion for me. So many things are. Yeah. But my thing is deliverance, wanting to see people healed, wanting to see people heal, but also just knowing who it is that you are and loving that person, you know?
Yeah.
So this topic right here that we're going to talk about, we're going to deal with it a little bit, right? Tonight, we're going to talk a little bit more as the weeks go on. I'm grateful for that. So I'm excited. Thank you guys for being here.
Yeah, it's really cool. Now look, we're going to pull this content from a free ebook that we've been offering, and we'll make sure that you guys get it. It's going to either be in the comment section or it might be even in the show notes. You can go grab that, but it is the 10 signs that you are a people pleaser.
10.
10 signs. And you know, what's so interesting about this is something that Ty and I've been talking about for years. And as a matter of fact, statistically, I actually have it on my phone. Listen to this, guy. This is going to blow you away.
This is good.
Yeah. So
this is good.
All right, here we go. No, I actually sent it to you, Ty. Okay. Look, if you feel like you are a people pleaser, you're not alone. In a YouGov poll from 2022, 49% of adults surveyed as people pleasers. That's big. That's huge. So 49% of you that'll be watching us, you are people pleasers, whether you know it or not. You are.
Or you see yourself as such.
Yeah, or you see yourself as one. Then it says women are 52% more likely to be people pleasers than men. However, men are people pleasers. I'm here to tell you now, I am a people pleaser to a certain extent. I think we all are, but we're going to talk about the 10 signs that you are one. So,
and the implications.
The
implications of being so.
Yeah.
The implications of being a people pleaser, what it could mean. So we have 10 that we have in the free ebook for you, the free guide, but we're going to talk about maybe four, no more than five tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you can still get that ebook yourself. Read it, you know, get to understand a little bit better, because the implications that we bring on, those are the things that we really want to deal with.
Yeah.
We talk a lot with blockages. You guys know who we are. We say we want to help you get out of your own way, get out of your future's way.
Right.
Being a people pleaser has been a major stumbling block for me. It's one of the things that I've dealt with personally that's caused me to be in my own way.
Yeah.
That's caused me to put a lot of self-imposed limitations on myself, you know? So we're going to deal with this. I'm excited.
All right. So look, now, listen, guys, this is one of those episodes you want to share. I mean, really, you want to share it. You want people to really hear this, because as my wife mentioned, it can be a major stumbling block for many people, and they just kind of don't understand why. So we're going to shed some light on that.
That's really big, right? Yeah, there. You don't really know big. Why. You really don't. You're just living. You're just living. You're just doing. You're just being you.
Yeah.
You know, you want to love. You want to help. You want to, you know, sow into, and not realizing that a lot of times the decisions that you're making, the things that you're doing, again, is causing you to not advance in the direction of your dreams.
Yeah.
Advance in the direction of your purpose, because you're putting people in front of you, opposed to keeping you planted, rooted and grounded in the things that the Lord would have you to do.
That's good.
So this is why we like this. This is why we want to talk about this.
Yeah, that's
and,
good.
And really just deal with it. Let's understand it
that's
better.
That's good.
When All you right. understand better, you do better.
Yeah, that's good. And that's very true. All right, let's hop into this thing. Number one, difficulty saying no. I mean, that's a big one. I mean, I identify that within myself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's okay to want to help people. It's okay to be there for people, but to what extent and to what end before you start literally alienating the people in your life, those that are around you that depend on you and those loved ones that are closest to you. You have a tendency to tell, you don't want to tell people no at the job. You don't want to tell people no at church. You don't want to tell people no at the soccer event. You don't want to tell people no in all areas of your life, but then it causes problems with those that because the ones that love you are really like, what's up with me?
Mm.
I mean, just think about that for
mm-hmm.
me. Yeah, you're like, what's up with me? Why am I continuing to be put on the back burner?
Right.
For your coworker, or for your pastor, or
Ooh,
your
no,
church.
You didn't say that.
and nothing, not that anything is wrong with that.
Right.
But it's the people in our lives that love us, that want more time with us,
mm-hmm.
but they don't get the time that they need because you don't know how to tell somebody no.
Yeah, it's true. Because typically yeah. the people that we'll say no to those that we love and are close to faster.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know, oftentimes, and you would do those people that you just described.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about also when you're overextending yourself. So to not be in a position where you can actually say no,
yeah.
you will find yourself having so many tasks before you that you're now overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I would find myself where I'm working into the wee hours of the morning because I'm trying to get everything done for everybody. And it's painful.
Mm-hmm.
It's
exhausting.
It is exhausting.
Yeah.
It really is. And
yeah.
and why don't we want to tell them no? We don't want to disappoint.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
you don't want to make people feel like, you know, you're not there for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a desire, again, people pleasing. People pleasing is like, as a people pleaser, our desire oftentimes has been, I just want to be accepted. You know, I want someone to see me for who I am as a good person. I want people to, you know, understand that I will be here for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a thing a lot of times, Dexter, people just don't want to shake up. They don't want to rock that boat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They want to make sure that everybody else is okay. And the perception that people have of them is good. And it's something, because the definition of what's good, you are good. It is good. All is good. And they probably not even thinking in this way, but we'll put that on ourselves a lot of times and
yeah.
not set yeah. those necessary
right.
boundaries,
right.
if you will.
Yeah, there's a question I got from something that you said. You said that you want people to know that you are a good person, or people pleasers. You want people to know that you're a good person. So that's making the assumption that if you don't, if you tell them no, then they're going to think you're a bad person.
Exactly.
See,
and
that's the
point I'm making.
So y'all really catch that. Really catch that. When you said it, it hopped out to me. And it actually made me think about our children, but your children. You might be raising children and they might be elementary school age. You might see the traits in them.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to learn how to direct that. Middle school, high school, if your child is always just trying to please people, then you're looking around and they are hurt, especially if they're a female, and they're hurting and you don't really know why. We got to get to the root of this stuff.
Yeah.
Because there's no to assume that if I tell someone no, they're going to think I'm a bad person. That's a heavy load to carry.
True. Very true.
It's very heavy. Mm-hmm. So the implications of number one is the difficulty saying no is that you'll get burnt out. That's the implication of being a people pleaser. Number one, not telling people no is you'll go through burnout. And I think that, you know, you talk about being a recovering people pleaser, mm-hmm. or having some of those traits, is that I've seen the burnout. And the burnout comes from, I don't want to do anything with the family. I'm tired. When it comes down time to go out and hang out, take the kids somewhere or something. And this is not now, but when they were younger, it's like that's a burnout there. All you want to do is sleep.
Absolutely.
Or watch TV or something, or just something to calm your nerves. So we're talking, y'all, this is a very serious conversation because we want to get to the root of it, but we want people free.
Right.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you said it earlier, too. I mean, pretty much everybody is to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. It's just where you go into it in an unhealthy way.
Right.
You know, as my husband, I want to please you. As, you know, your wife, you want to please me. Our children, we want to please. I mean, we want to see other people happy. It's just a part of who we are as people.
Yeah.
But when we overextend ourselves, when we're operating in this in an unhealthy way, then that's when it becomes a problem. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going through certifications now just to help people with this, to talk about it, teaching it, training, coaching people and so forth in an effort to help them come out of it, you know, being a people pleaser. Mm-hmm. So I share that basically to make the point of this isn't something, like you said, I'm a recovering people pleaser. But even as you heard me talking about it, I talk about it in the now. This is something that I can relate to. This mm-hmm. is something that I'm very familiar with.
Yeah.
This is something that I have lived. So what do I want to do? I want to talk about it. What do I want to do? I want to bring it to the forefront. And I want people to realize, hearing from me, I want them to realize that I don't care that you're having to contend with this. If you look at my life, the things that I've accomplished it while I've been going through my process. Mm-hmm. So that's how I am a recovering.
That's real good.
People pleaser. But I can also tell when it's coming up. I can tell within myself when I'm actually, how do you say it? When I'm actually giving someone, when I'm not saying no, when I find myself being overwhelmed, when I see that I have not established necessary boundaries, I'm more mindful of it. Mm-hmm. I went through a period in my life where I wasn't mindful. I was simply being that person.
Right.
Now I have an awareness. And mm-hmm. this is where personal development comes into play.
It does.
I have an awareness now that I'm able to talk about it, that I'm able to hear, that I'm able to talk to you, that I'm able to ask questions, that you're able to call things out for me. And that's what's necessary. This is important. It's important and it's necessary, but it's not something I hide from because I know how I've been throughout my life. And I know what it takes for me to actually continue to progress and do the things that I'm called to do.
And you know, before we move on, that's good, Tanya. Before we move on to the next one, I actually, and see, this is what I'm talking about. People pleasing, we all have a touch of it, but healthy or unhealthy. So I was asked to be on a Zoom today while we were on another Zoom. And I was going to get off that Zoom to get on another Zoom. So now think about this for a moment, because we all deal with this to a certain extent. So the answer could have been no.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm on a Zoom. I mean, now think about that. I'm on a Zoom, but I'm going to get off of this Zoom to get on another Zoom so that I won't have to tell the other person I can't do it.
Right.
See, that's what I'm talking about, that burnout. Now, imagine if I did that often.
So did you get off?
I didn't get off.
You didn't.
I didn't.
Okay.
I went on and decided to stay.
So I didn't know
here.
Anything about this.
But yeah, it just makes it makes sense if you think about it. Think about the things that you're already in the middle of doing something and you will stop what you're doing to go help somebody else. Now, we'll look at that and say, oh, that's so commendable. But what happens when you do that to 20 different people?
I was going to say, and it can be, but it's just... Right.
You're burnt out.
You would know.
I hope y'all look, taking notes, whatever. But make sure you lock this in because this is good. So let's go to number two, Tanya.
Okay.
Number two, constantly apologizing. Oh, my goodness. That's another big one. And I'm talking about people I've been around in my working environment and working world. It's always a consistent apologizing as if you did something wrong. You didn't do anything wrong, you know? It's just you feel the need to apologize. Hey, are you connected with this, right?
Yeah,
think about
it's true. It's true. And yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. So something that you really don't have anything to do with to a certain extent. If there's 10, okay, like for a prime example, if we're hosting something here at the house.
Okay.
All right. Which we've done a lot of that here.
Yes.
And we, somebody else is supposed to bring the ice, but they forget to bring the ice.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's here. It's time to start fellowship and eating, socializing, get ready for the meeting, whatever we're doing.
And there's no ice.
And there's no ice. And you would apologize to the people here because I'm sorry, you guys, there's no, we forgot to get the ice. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
Okay.
It's not necessarily a bad thing, but I'm like, that's not, we clearly asked somebody else to bring the ice.
I know. But I'm the host.
They did not bring the ice.
But I'm the host. I'm the host.
I get it. So, and that's where I think it's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a healthy, but that's an example. You know, I know you and I that have been married 22 years. I've seen you apologize a great deal
mm-hmm.
in instances that I think you shouldn't.
I hear you.
And I'm like, I don't know why she's doing it. You don't have to do that. You know, you don't have to do that. You don't have to
can
apologize.
Can anybody relate?
You don't have to do it.
It kind of comes without thought, though, I can say,
yeah.
too. I mean,
yeah.
just without thought. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry,
yeah.
you know, or something else. But you're right. I will admit this is something else I've dealt with. So as we're going, we're just going to talk about a few. But if you're connecting with more than one, the likelihood that you are a people pleaser is so.
Yeah.
OK. And this is another one for me, constantly apologizing
mm-hmm.
for whatever, you know. And a big part of this is it speaks to about how you think about yourself. You know, diminishing your own self-worth is typically what would happen, what takes place. And that's what I would do often. I've been the type of person to constantly find something wrong with me, you know, or if something's going on, I'm looking to see what did I do or could have done to cause this to take place. You know, that's something that I've grown up with. And here, the thing is, these are things that I've grown up with throughout my life. And it wasn't until I got into my 40s that I became more aware of them. And again, mm-hmm. it came from personal development.
That's good. Yeah.
It came from, you know, coming to a place of learning and coming to understand who I am better and, you know, learning more so about the mind and thoughts and thinking and being positive and so forth versus being negative, those types of things. Because a lot of people don't know that they're being negative. They're just being who they are. They're just being what they know. They're being cautious. They're being protective. You know, they're making sure everything is okay with them, whatever. I mean, I can keep going. And to honestly be in a conversation with people is what helps me to know and understand even better. But it took that. It took Tanya Joyner Scott finally coming up to a place where she was learning more about who she was that helped me to identify, oh my God, I do that. And I'll say this, to have a fixed mind. A fixed mindset, you know?
That's
so
good.
once I became more aware, that's when I was able to do something about it. So
yeah.
I hope you are too.
Yeah.
I hope
that's,
you are
that's
too.
Good. And, but you know what? And to elaborate, so we talked about the implications of that is your self-worth.
My self-worth.
But also your credibility in the eyes of others.
Yep.
Now, that's huge, y'all, because it's something that we don't really realize what's going on with that behavior until we hear things like this. So think about this. The fact that you consistently apologize to people, you are diminishing your credibility in the eyes of others. So think about on the job. You're always apologizing.
That's a whole nother flip to the coin to consider.
Yeah. What is
looking
your boss?
Looking at it from that perspective.
Yeah, the boss.
That's really good.
That you, the people that you work for and you want to get that promotion one day. You're really good at what you do. How are they seeing you continuing to apologize to the staff or whatever for something that's not your responsibility? It's big. You know, we're already almost like 20 minutes in and we only touched on two. But that's just how powerful this is. And you know what? It's not talked about enough.
Right.
It's, and the identification of it, as I mentioned, with children, that's big.
The upgraders. The upgraders.